Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
I began with my message last week by saying, I love this place and I love these people. How many of you were here last week, just out of curiosity? How many of you remember me saying that? I love this place and I love these people. Now, the reason that there is so much love in my heart for this place and for these people revolves around what we're going to do today and what we're going to partake of today, and that is communion. The word communion simply means the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially on a mental or spiritual level. As believers, though, there's no doubt about it, the meaning of communion goes way deeper because it touches our deepest beliefs, convictions, and doctrine around which our faith has been derived. How many of you know at Enjoy Church, we are a people of faith. We are a people of faith. This is not a club. No. This is not a club. We are a people of faith, and it is our convictions and our values and our beliefs and our doctrine that have brought us together. That is what we're about. For me, communion is both an intimate and personal time, as well as being an extravagant time for the masses. I say it is intimate and personal. How many of you know, for this to actually make sense, it has to be intimate and personal for you? If it's not intimate for you, if it's not personal for you, then I would wonder whether you've actually been born again. Because once you're born again and you understand what this is about, all of a sudden it gets real, real personal. But how many of you know, as intimate and as personal as it is for the individual, it is also extravagant and poured out for the masses. Praise God. That's why we're all here together. Have a look around every nation, every country, every tribe, every tongue. We are all here together lifting up the name of Jesus. Why? Because we have all shared in this common faith. Now, when it comes to communion, there are two central elements to any communion service. How many of you can tell me what they are? They would be the bread and the wine. The bread and the wine. The bread and the wine. How many of you know, though, if you don't add faith to the bread and the wine, it actually makes no sense at all. No sense at all. A lot of people will partake of communion, but if you don't add faith to communion, it actually won't benefit you at all. If you add faith, it will. How many of you know there is forgiveness of your sins when you add faith? There is healing in your body when you add faith. There is so much to be gained and so much to be added to your life if you will add faith to it. We are a people of faith. Faith. We are a people of faith. Faith. We are a people of faith. And that's why when we come around communion, we get excited. I'll tell you the truth, I cannot help but get excited when I come around communion time. And there's a whole lot of reasons why, but we're going to touch on one of those today. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 says, for this is, just before we go here, just so you know, today's service is one of those services that is going to have a point of difference, which is why there are so many chairs up here. There's going to be a point of difference, and so this service has the ability to go very high or Titanic real quickly, you know what I'm saying? So when we invite the people up, can I encourage you, get behind them, cheer for them, encourage them, be a blessing to them, because how many of you know you would want that if you came up here, wouldn't you, eh? Amen. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 23 says, for this is what the Lord himself said, and I pass it on to you just as I received it. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and you, sealed by the shedding of my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing. You are what?
Announcing.
You are what?
Announcing.
You are announcing the Lord's death until he comes. I must admit, I do like it when the announcement is made by the bugles and the trumpets. How many of you know there are occasions in royalty and royal scenes where the queen will enter or the royal members of the family enter, and it's like, da-da-da-da-da! How many of you know that's an announcement? How many of you know we are meant to trumpet the announcement that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he is coming again, praise God. He came, he gave his life, he rose from the dead, but he is coming again. And every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until it comes. A death which is for, I say a death which is for, not was for, is for. How many of you know there's a difference between was for and is for? Was for would speak of the past and it is over. Is for speaks of the reality. It's still at work. The power of the cross is still at work. The power of his blood is still at work. The power of his body, his broken body which was given for us, is still at work. This is a death which is for the forgiveness of sins until he comes. For our healing, our physical healing, until he comes. It is for life and life forevermore. Pressed down, shaken together, running over until he comes. A death by which every man, where are the men? Yeah. And every woe man. Well, that was impressive. You know why God called a woman woe man? Because when God brought Eve to Adam, he went, whoa, man. Moving right along. Because of his death, now every man and every woe man. Hey, guys, they're just doing it to show us up. That's all right. I don't mind being shown up by a woe man. His death gives every man, whatever, and every woman, you win access to the Father. We now have access to the Father for relationship, for intimacy, for love. We have access to the Father. But here's the thing. His death also now gives us access to the family, to the familiar. Welcome to the familiar. His death gives us access to the Father, but his death also gives us access to the family. In Romans 8 verse 15 it says, for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. Everyone say sonship. How many of you know that means you're either a son or a daughter of the Most High God? Most High God. The Spirit, so, and by him we cry out, Abba Father. What do I cry out? Abba Father. Peter, what do you cry out? Abba Father. Amen. Amen. Annie, what do you cry out? Abba Father. I cry out, Abba Father. Peter's crying out, Abba Father. Annie's crying out, Abba Father. Okay, so if he is all of our fathers, he's father to you, what does that make us? Family. We are family. We all cry out, Abba Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Brothers and sisters, can I encourage you today? I'm starting to feel emotional. Don't do that, Shane. Don't start crying now. We've got too far to go. Can I encourage you today? You are God's children. And if you are God's children, then we are family. We are family. You cry out, Abba Father. You enter into your prayer closet. You cry out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is your Father. He is my Father. He is our Father. That makes us family. Family. We are family. The Spirit himself testifies by the Spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, we are heirs. Praise God. There's some good stuff coming our way. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. So if God is my Father and God is your Father, that makes us family. Romans 1 verse 17. Oh, I love this. I've got to tell you, I've never seen this until this week. And it's like, man, how come I never saw this? Danny, how come I never saw it? I don't know. Listen to this, Romans 1 verse 17. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God, just simply think this. If it's righteous, it's right with God. It's right in God's eyes. it's right from God's point of view. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. All right. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed. You know what? Part of the righteousness of God that's being revealed is really this. From the first to the last, whatever generation we're talking about, if we are in Christ, we are brothers and sisters one to another. This is a righteousness from God. This is right in the eyes of God. We are not separated by our skin color. We are not separated by our education. We are not separated by what language we speak. No. If it's by faith, if we receive the gospel by faith and receive all that it's wanting to give us by faith, then it comes in, then it goes out. It comes in and sets me free. It comes in and sets me apart. It comes in and makes all the difference. Then as it comes back out, it unites me and connects me to the brothers and sisters that are in Christ Jesus. This is the righteousness of God that is being revealed. So when we unite our faith with the gospel, which is, of course, what the elements here represent, a righteousness from God is revealed, which grants us access to all of the promises of God. How many of you know the scripture says the promises of God are?
Yes,
yes and amen. How many of you are in for all the promises of God?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I love the promises of God. But there's something, I can get more excited than all the... I'm an heir. If I'm an heir, all the promises of God are yes and amen to me. If I'm an heir in Christ Jesus, all the promises of God, they're all, but you know what I get more excited about? Because the promises of God typically, tell me if I'm wrong, the promises of God are typically speaking about that which is to come. If you're an heir, then you're being told the good news. This is what's coming your way. But how many of you know, I can say yes and amen and get ready for all the promises of God that are going to come to me, but I don't need to wait for the promises of God, for the good things of God to come to me, because they're sitting before me today. They're sitting before me today. I've got to tell you, I get excited about the promises of God. Yes, I yes and amen, but I've got to tell you, I get more excited about you guys. I get more excited about you girls. I get more excited about my family and God, because God has chosen by His grace, His goodwill, His good purpose to unite us from all over the world. God has brought us together for such a time as this that we might be united as one people. What we have in common as we share communion grants me access to this community of believers. Now you're my brothers and sisters. I receive the gospel by faith. I share in the wine and the bread, which represents His body and His blood. And now as a result of that, I have access to the community of believers, the fellowship of believers, the family of God. Just like that. I don't need to do anything. It's like most of us come from a background. It's like, if you want to be part of this family, you got to do this. No, you can be part of this family because He did this. He did this. He did this. He did it all. And now by faith, we enter into Him and also into the family of God. Because of this gospel, this faith, which, by the way, both have their origins in God. How many of you know that's a reality? As in the gospel, the origins are in God. Your faith wasn't your faith. God gave you faith so you could believe. He removed the veil that you might see Jesus. So all of it has its origins in God. I now have access to a family that's like no other family on earth, but a family that has its origins in the righteousness of God. At this point in time, I'm going to ask some brothers and sisters to come and join me. And so as they come up, why don't you make them feel really, really, really welcome. So Aji and Eni Akintola. If you want to come, oh, they're over here. I'm looking over there. It's like, they seek me here, they seek me there, they seek me everywhere. Praise God. How many of you love these guys? How many of you know they are my key intercessors? There's no doubt about that. And they also lead the prayer ministry here at Enjoy Church. They are incredible people. I want to introduce someone that many of you do know, some of you may not know, and his name is Gihan Obisakara. Come on, let's go for Gihan. Praise God. Gihan is Sri Lankan, and of course he loves the cricket. It's all right, you're allowed to smile at that. He loves the cricket. And so just so you know, Gihan was on the board of the church that employed Georgie and I. 21 years ago, there was only 40 or so people around, but Gihan was on the board at that point in time, so if you don't like me, blame him. All right, praise God, because that's the way it'd work, wouldn't it? All right. At this point in time, I'm also going to invite up Fabian and Tina De Silva, if we can give it up for these guys as they come. Praise God. Now, I didn't really know Tina or Fabian. I walked into the Shell service station out there in Caroline Springs, and as I walked up to pay for my petrol, because how many of you know it's always good to pay for your petrol? As I walked in to pay for my petrol, Tina says to me, "Pastor Shane." And I looked at her like, and then I looked at her name tag, Tina! And so began a beautiful friendship, praise God. Why don't we invite up Tim and Madonna Bradbury, if we can give out for these guys. Tim and Madonna Bradbury. All right. Just to let you know, Tim is an architect. How many of you love the Opera House? The Opera House, give me one person. It was the same in the first service. As in, Melbourneites don't give a rip about Sydney, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we hate Sydney. I just, GWS and Swans, but whatever. And so the connection between Tim and the Opera House is none. All right, moving right along. But he is an architect, so whatever. All right, so why don't we invite up Tanisha Daniels? Praise God. Can we give it up for Tanisha? Gotta love Tanisha. So Tanisha is here. I saw your father is here for this service, isn't he? I think she said he slept through the first service, so he didn't quite make it. But I got to tell you, I love this family. I remember we've known each other, we've worked it out 19 years. We met these guys 19 years ago, probably in your house, and we're probably eating curry because that's what we did. And they used to give me chilies and then laugh at me because my eyes were popping out of my head. And like, look at this white boy. But anyway, it's make fun of me. But anyway, so we met. And then they weren't coming to our church, but I'd see him occasionally, and I'd see your dad setting up the sign at the church where you were, and every Sunday morning I'd drive past, and I'd toot-toot-toot-toot, and ay! And I think I scarred them. And so as a result, they came, and now they're part of our church and a great part of that. It's been awesome. Tony Neshi, why don't we give up Tony Neshi as he comes. Tony Neshi. And also Crystal Cassis. Come on, let's give up a Crystal as well. Then we've got the whole crew up here. All right. So we're gonna dive straight in. Here's the deal. You had 2 minutes each. Now you've got a minute 30 seconds because the preacher's gone over. All right. So we're going to have to go. So what you've got to do is get your heart there real quick. All right. So last week I began by asking the question, making the statements. I love this church. I love this place. I love these people. I love this place. I love these people. Now, I want to ask all of you, and we'll bounce backward and forward. We may begin with, who should we begin with? I reckon we should begin with Gihan. Why? Because he looks like a troublemaker. And so these are the three questions. Why do you love this place? Why do you love these people? And what do you love about our future?
Well, I love this place because it's the Father's house, and I've been coming for 20 plus years. Every year it gets better, and I hear Pastor Shane's preaching. I love how Pastor Shane and Pastor Georgie love the Lord. So that's why I love this place. I love these people because they are like my family, from the parking team to the greeting team to the musos and everybody. They're just like my family. And as for the future, the past has been fantastic, and the future is going to be bigger than Ben-Hur. So from Grand Junction to Tokyo to Sri Lanka, here we come.
Sri Lanka. Praise God. Sri Lanka. So after the service in the foyer, we're going to be laying hands on the brother, and then we're taking him to the airport to go plant Enjoy Church Sri Lanka. Amen. Praise God. They'll be all cricket heads over there. It'll be awesome. We can go win them for Jesus. That's awesome. That's very, very cool. So, all right. So we started here. So why don't we fly up the other end to Tanisha. Tanisha, the three questions. What do you love about this place, these people, and our future together in Christ?
I love this place because it's authentic. From the time when I was about 7 years old and I met Pastor Shane and Georgie, they were so authentic. And nothing more authentic than a guy with a mustache and a black leather jacket.
Amen. He said, oh no. Style king.
And it's just flowed through the church, you know, the worship, the people that I get to do life with. correlates with why I love the people. You know, I feel like I can go to any campus and I've got really good friends there that I can do life with, people who are older than me, people who are younger than me, who've got more wisdom that they can share with me. And that's, I find that really amazing. And I guess the future, just being committed with people through the journey, being committed through the adversity, sticking it out, going the distance with people, and not giving up when it's, you know, when it's hard, just following the path of least resistance, so going the mile when it is tough rather than just, you know, opting out is probably the biggest thing for me. But excited for Melbourne's city campus.
Amen. Yeah. Excited for Melbourne city campus. Yeah. I reckon you're not alone. You can clap if you want to clap. You can clap. It's there's a lot of people excited about Enjoy City. There's no doubt about that. And I just want to pick up on what you said about adversity. Can I encourage you all? We all go through adversity. When you go through adversity, it's not the time to lean out. It's the time to lean in. Lean in. When you're going through tough times, we all go through tough times. But if you want to be there at the end of the race, then lean in. Don't lean out. And everyone said, good job, Tanisha. Praise God. Crystal.
So I love about this place, my father's house, is it's a place where we encounter God, we encounter his presence. I've encountered God's healing. My family have, and my extended family have come out and have experienced healing. This year at Summit, God took a lump out of my chest, praise God. And that my doctors were concerned about. You know, so this is a place where, you know, we experience the healing of God. In regards also redemption for my family, me and my son, and also restoration for me and my son in our own family with his father. And not only that, just with, you know, we all go through grudges, unfortunately. I have my dragon days. And yes, God's just really taught me to forgive and to forgive and forgive, and taught me about spiritual amnesia, where you can forgive and love on your brother and sister and forget and just loving them like they're your best friend. So I'm thankful for this house for that. And I'm also love this house because dreams do come true. I put on my vision board this year 3 countries to visit. God had done it and allowed us, me and my son, to travel to 11 countries and 13 cities. That is only by the grace of God. One of them being a destination that I would never, that I had just talked about. And he just made it happen. And also, I love the people here. They are hearts on legs. They've journeyed with me through times of trauma and tragedy and crisis. They have stood by, and I love you all, and thank you all for that. And I'm so excited about the future because since coming back to Enjoy in 2013, I have been waiting for the words USA, California, and they've finally dropped. So to see that into fruition coming soon, and Cambodia as well, I'm super excited that we are going to the ends of the earth. We are doing God's word, you know, yeah. I can talk forever, but I have to stop. So thank you, Enjoy Church, and my father's house. Let's go for it, guys.
Praise God. So we'll be praying for Giham and Crystal, after, and then we're taking them all to the airport. All right. You'll have to work out which way you're going first, but that's okay. That's okay. Well, we'll come back here. RG and Annie. All right. So if you want to answer all 3 questions in one sentence.
Okay, quickly. If you look at the picture, I always say to, you know, if my kids are really good, that's my boys, you know. But if they're naughty, Annie, please close your ear. They are Annie's, you know. And, you know, I say that because, you know, when I come to the house of God, I've got access to God. You know, when I have access to God, I can grow in the house of God, I can develop in the house of God, and I can be established in the house of God. And this is possible because of the ABC. So when I abide and I belong and I contribute, I will flourish. And I encourage you guys to do the same thing. Second, any, do you want to answer or go for mine?
Okay.
So the second one is, you know, people are genuine. I love the people because people here are genuine. For example, you know, when we first came to Enjoy, everybody's angry. Everybody said, "Hi, how are you? Are you for real? Is it really true?" Yes, it is true. The people are for real. When I'm not in church, I've got brothers here that say, "Aji, where are you?" I'm here. So people genuinely care. The third one is, you know, we're raising, you know, the one I like about it is, you know, for the future is we're raising army for Christ. We're raising people for Christ, children for Christ. I talk about, the Kids Church, we've got children, fabulous. The youth, excellent. That's Pastor Jake. And then the young adult too, the same thing. You know, Aaron, thank you so much. We're raising the army of God, and this is our Father's house. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I better stop. I've got too much to say.
You're awesome. You're my brother from another mother.
I love this house because we get to actually fulfill the Great Commission. The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And I see that in this congregation that we do that. We fulfill the Great Commission, and that brings a lot of joy to my heart. I love the people. I have to make it short. But when I think of where God has placed me, I'm so blessed with the friendship group, with the prayer group. I get to do life with people like Catherine and John, with Nello and Rebecca, with Zueli, with Carlo. It's beautiful what we get to do on Friendship Night. I have Sophia there. I have Franklin and Yoko. I can't just mention Carlo. You know, it's so beautiful to just come together, and the people, they make life easy. We cry together, we pray together, we celebrate together. It's wonderful. About the future, what always comes to my mind is the word of God says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God prepares for those who love him. And when I think about enjoy, it just makes that come true, that God, if you are in it, I'm in it. And the future, I know where you're taking us. You, it's going to be fabulous. It's going to be great. So this is why I love this house. It's my Father's house.
It is your Father's house.
And maybe we'll have Enjoy Africa.
Praise God. Praise God. And Senior brought up how you love doing life with John and Catherine. I think it's John's birthday today. Is that right? Is that right? It just came to my mind. Let's give it up for John. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Praise God. On behalf of Enjoy Church, remember Jesus said he's the bread of life. It's all yours. All right. Praise God. But and just as I'm thinking about everyone's birthday, it's because I know them all off by heart. I think it's Gianni's birthday too, isn't it, today? Praise God. Can we give him a loaf of bread? It's like, sorry I didn't wrap it, but I didn't have time. All right. That's it for now. All right. Happy birthday, bro. Let's give it up for him. Come on, happy birthday. All right. All right. So, Tim and Madonna. Madonna is probably the most spiritual name up here. Yes. Moving right along. So, Tim and Madonna.
It's also our birthday today. So, which one do you want, babe? Do you want this one? Okay, we're taking that later. We love this house. What we love about this house and the people is that the two go, you know, they go hand in hand. Is the people make the house. And I think, you know, you've heard it a few times already. I think everyone would agree that it's just such a genuine place. It's when you have that genuine relationship with God and then you meet everyone in this house, we all share the same experience, that God has transformed our lives. And that's what I love about this house is it's so consistent. It's so consistent in its faith. It's relentless in its pursuit of going after all that God has for not only this church and campuses, but individually, you know, your own dreams and what God has for everybody here. And I think that is just so amazing. And what I love about the future for this house is that it's not, we've had 21 years of growth, which is unbelievable, but to not be content, I mean, who would say that that's unbelievable to just sit back and say, fantastic, look what God has done. And amen to that. But also, we're so excited for what God is going to do and what God has in store, which I think is just unbelievable. So that relentless pursuit for all that God has for us is what I find. Yeah, so amazing. Yeah,
so good.
What I love about this house is that I call it home. Yeah. I love that you can just come as you are. You know, there's no prerequisites. You don't have to speak a certain way or have so much knowledge. You just come as you are. And just looking in this place, I can see how diverse we are. And we all come from different backgrounds, you know, different countries, nationalities. But I love how, you know, as a people, we are united. And that's what I love so much about this place and about these people, how we love like family. We are family. And just the sincere love we have for each other. and how much we care. I reckon how much we care deeply for each other just blows me away all the time. And I'm so excited about our future. What I love about it is that it always builds upon God's kingdom. Yeah. We're always kingdom-minded, and we're always, you know, like Annie was saying about the Great Commission, and I love that it always glorifies God. So, yeah, that's what I love.
That's awesome. Tony, we'll go up to Tony.
What I love about this place is the house of God, first of all, where the gospel is preached. Many hearts will be touched through the gospel of Jesus. Many people will come into salvation because of the cause that Jesus paid the price for all of us. And I admire Pastor Shane that he always sticks to the basics, where is the word of God that touches lives. That's the most important thing. And God wants us to preach the gospel all the time, because once it's preached, many people's hearts are going to be changed, transformed, and bring into the kingdom of God. That's the most important thing. And I admire Pastor Shane and Georgie, and we have to keep praying for them as our leaders to keep going in the vision that God gave them from the beginning. Okay? I bet the people here, I love it, because I see unity here. I see the love of God portrayed, that we love each other. Whether it starts actually from the outside, from the car park coming in. That's where love starts, you know. And we can see that people care for each other. And that I can easily say that this church has been appointed and anointed with these people here to do the will of God in every way. That's the most important thing, because you can see, you can sense the love flows. And that's the heart of God. The heart of God is that wants us to love each other. Because if we go back from Genesis, Genesis is a God that he started the family with Adam and Eve. He's the first family that he started. So this is a family of God. And we can say we all participate. We're all part of the family of God. So no, we're not here by accident. We are here appointed and anointed by God.
Good.
Yeah. About the future, I can say that this church is a church of destiny. Yeah. They will go beyond Melbourne. Melbourne is not the place that is going to stop. It's going to go overseas as well. Touch many places. God opens opportunities. And, you know, we have to get all those opportunities. Be alert. And understand the times that God opened doors. Never fail to understand these opportunities. And grab them and start another community there. Because that's what God wants us to do. So a lot of people, they don't even heard about Jesus yet all over the world. So it's our job to send somebody. If we can't go ourselves, send somebody. At least pray for those people as well. And every single day, they can have an encounter with God. Once they have an encounter with God, they want to be in the place of God. So I can also say that we'll be at time now. God opens the mouth of many young ones. They're up to now. They never open their mouth. But they will open their mouth to preach the gospel. Even amongst our generation, we say. A lot of us that we haven't opened our mouth yet, God will open our mouth and it will put his words in our mouth.
Yeah.
So we never should be ashamed of the gospel. Just keep preaching. Keep preaching. It will touch many lives for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's about to wind up. Praise God. I'm going to ask the host if they can come forward now with our communion elements. And so we'll start passing those out. And you guys are going to wrap it up nice and sweet.
What I love about this place, my journey in this place started in 2013. I came in here after God speaking to me for almost 6 months about Enjoy Church. And I always felt I was not ready, because for years that I remember, I always lived in the shadows of others. I was scared, nervous when I entered, but I remember when I entered, the only first thing that came out of my mouth was that I would like to, if this is my house, this is my place, I am home. And even if God asked me to clean the floors of Enjoy Church, I would gladly do it. because I wanted to have in the heart of a servant. And the very next week, I started serving in the deco team, and then I went moved on to Tip Bloom, and now I serve in the pastoral care department for 2 days a week. And the more I served, the more I stepped out, the more I grew, the more talents God has just blessed me with, and the more I learned how much to love others more than loving myself. And I always did it all by myself, but what I longed is to have my husband beside me and journeying together with God. And today I'm so privileged to be here sitting up with him. In 2018, my ask was just a random ask that I asked, that I wanted Fabian to have a purpose in his life, and to the purpose that I had and the calling that I had, I want him to run for that calling and that purpose in his. And it was just a random ask. In 2018, God supernaturally just hit our lives and changed it to things that I can't explain. But now when I sit here with my husband beside me, who is journeying with us together, and the head of my house, and seeing my kids look up to him is amazing. My vision is what I had a few years ago to see my husband, and I was delivered. The vision is not only on for my family, for my kids, for the people around us, the people that we journey, that there is belonging, there is love here, and no, you're not left alone. People are here to love you and accept you. Just, you need to just step out and ask God to give you that, and there you go. Thank
good
you.
Good job. Well done, too.
I'm really blessed to have a wife like that. Well, my journey started in Joy in 2013. I've been here for 6 years. The first 4 years I just attended. I didn't even abide. I just attended and served. And I thought that was the right thing to do. There was no sense of belonging. And, you know, and in 2018, God stirred my heart really deep. And, you know, I said, God, give me purpose so that I can serve and use my talents in your kingdom. But I never realized what my wife asked. And my oh my, that came as a surprise. And then God showed me, you know, he revealed to me that my heart was like a place where the lights was on, but, you know, it was empty in there. And that's when I realized, you know, if I really want to have purpose, I need to belong into something. So that very month, I registered with friendship group with Freddie and Veronica, and I joined Covenant Keepers with Romel and Jerome. And, you know, I'm so blessed to be surrounded by such amazing, loving, caring God people that, you know, journeyed with me. And, you know, and through them, I understood that, you know, I don't serve God just out of reverence, but I serve God because I have a passion for him. I knew him as a father, as my dad, and, you know, and then I seen my family planted in this house and flourishing, and that's when I realized, you know, that the what came upon my life, that it could come on my community, the nation, and go across to the globe, and, you know, and reach other people and see the vision of the church to open places so that people can encounter God, you know, have life-changing moments. It just fulfilled the purpose that God had for me, and to see my house come through is just amazing. Thank you.
Praise God. Come on, let's give it up for all these guys.